It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Peace be with you.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We're going to wrap up things with Buzz Burbank. He gave us a very big tease there.
Yeah.
I'm still curious about that. Give me your tease one more time for somebody who just joined us.
I had just given some very good news about the new digital TV technology, and I was about to give you the other side of that coin.
Whether it's going to work or not. Mm-hmm. But before we do this, I really would like to play the commercial for the product that I wish that I had purchased at Christmas time.
Yeah! Okay. Who wants to clean and debone them?
I'll do it. What gives? You want to do it?
Just wait till you see what I've got. It's the Wonder Boner.
The Wonder Boner?
Aw, you laugh now. Just watch. You just assemble the Wonder Boner stainless steel rods like this, take the fish, find the top of the spine, sliding through the ring on the Wonder Boner, and... voila! The Wonder Boner. My wife would like that.
Introducing the Wonder Boner, the amazing new fishing tool that makes deboning fish a breeze. The Wonder Boner's unique design removes the bones from trout, char, and whitefish. Simply connect the appropriate size stainless steel rods, start the spine through the ring, and push the fish through. It's that easy. And the Wonder Boner comes with a polyethylene storage case that doubles as a base and a cutting board. Why go through the hassle of deboning a fish the old-fashioned way when the Wonder Boner makes deboning fish this easy?
Well, I think the Wonder Boner's a winner. So, Dave, when did you get the Wonder Boner? Funny you should ask.
Order your Wonder Boner now. Call 1-800-310-3039 and receive the amazing Wonder Boner for just $19.95. The Wonder Boner comes complete with three stainless steel rod tops and two extension rods and will debone fish up to 3 pounds. The Wonder Boner is the perfect gift for your fishing friends and your favorite chef. In fact, every tackle box and every kitchen should have the Wonder Boner. Call 1-800-310-3039 and order your Wonder Boner for only $19.95. 1-800-310-3039. Call now.
You know what's great?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Liza.
Thank you.
She's not on the commercial.
It's spelled W-U-N-D-E-R.
Yes, like Wunder.
That's right. I had no idea. It must be a German.
It's probably made in Germany.
Well engineered.
Boy, who wants to go fishing?
Anytime with you, Mike.
Oh, my God. Let's get our final look at Buzz Burbank's news. Here he is, the man, the legend, and an avid fisherman. That's here right. He is, Buzz Wunderkind Burbank.
Thank you, Mike. Well, where we left off, I was telling you about these digital TV converters that you can get for $40 to $70, slap them on an old TV.
Right.
And the picture is great, better than a lot of people expected. And
okay.
A lot of people are finding out there are channels out there now on the digital spectrum that they didn't even know existed.
Can mm-hmm. I ask a question, Buzz, before
sure,
you go on?
Sure.
As was, I first was really surprised the first time I got digital tuning, it mm-hmm. was through the air.
Right.
And the thing about that's different than analog, there's no halfway. Either it comes in crystal clear.
You get it or you don't.
Or you don't. Is that the way with these converter boxes going into an analog set?
Absolutely. And many of them are very well made, and especially considering the roughly $50 price.
Yeah.
Plus, the government's been offering a kind of a rebate that
right.
if you fill out a form and send it in, the government will send you $20 to sort of reduce the
offset
cost.
It, yeah.
Exactly. Well, there's just one problem with that. The government has run out of money to reimburse people for buying the converters and is now setting up a waiting list just in time for the February 17th deadline.
So if you have the old crappy TVs, mm-hmm. you're screwed.
Yeah, unless you want to pay full price for the converter and
not
get your government 20.
But the converters are specifically designed for people with old television
TVs. That's
sets.
Right.
So they get their TV through the air.
And antennas. That's right. If you use an old TV and an antenna, this box will bring you right up to speed.
Can one box feed more than one TV?
It could, but they're not really set up that way.
Okay.
Somebody technically savvy could do it.
All right. All right.
Now, if you do have a flat screen TV, don't leave it running when you're not watching. Turns out flat screens burn more electricity than the old picture tube sets.
I have heard that before.
California is about to force manufacturers to make the new sets more energy efficient. TV makers say that will drive up the prices on those sets, but California officials say the energy savings will be more than enough to cover the difference.
When I turn on my 73-inch set, mm-hmm. the neighborhood lights dim.
Yeah. It's very dangerous to leave those on. on for a long time because not only do they burn electricity, but they also burn out quicker than conventional television sets.
That's true.
They don't last as long. That's what I've heard.
That's true. Two guys Barack Obama's chosen to run our nation's spy network, as it turns out, have little or no experience in the intelligence game.
Brother Michael.
Now, that bothers some people a lot in a world still pestered by terrorists, but it makes other people very, very happy in a government that's recently embraced torture, warrantless wiretapping, and other anti-American activities.
Oh, now they're out. They're gone. You don't have to pound on them so much.
Well, that's the point. They are gone. Under the Obama administration, those guys are out, and new, less intelligence wonky people are in their place.
I feel mixed feelings about this because I really think, you know, no matter what you feel about what we've done in the past, it was the post 9/11 era. I obviously there were a lot of abuses under the system,
clearly,
but I also
exist.
Do believe that we are still in a state of war. There are people out there, you know, the Gaza situation has made it more clear there are people that are going to be doing this more and more. And it just makes me feel hinky. You know, when you see Leon Panetta, a guy that has not been involved in the intelligence community, it worries me a little bit. And I really, I get concerned. Just because we want to change the politics of the situation does not mean you want to water down the skills of our intelligence community. And I hope that, you know, with it's not just Leon Panetta, because there's another guy that's
Retired Admiral Dennis Blair. He's 43 years in the military. He
that's
will
the
have
balance,
national
right?
intelligence.
Okay,
exactly.
Well, I hope
exactly.
it works out. You know, like everybody, Republicans and Democrats, I think everybody feels the same way. We just want to stay safe, and we want all these problems to be fixed.
Of course.
I know that they're not going to appoint the guy I want.
Who?
Governor Bill Richardson.
Bill Richardson and his jowl.
I thought you wanted Rob Blagojevich.
I want him right where he is.
Okay,
where he can
good.
Do the most good.
Oh, where I am?
Yeah.
Where I am?
As the governor.
I want to say that I do not sound like Tommy Mottola.
I understand.
I think that's a crappy thing the texter wrote to me, but it was damn funny. So long, and have a great tomorrow.
Bye, Rob.
I guess that's what he says when he signs off for the day.
Always. Now, had Obama chosen guys with more experience, he would have been choosing from those who were part of the torture and wiretapping years. Hey, it is taking some time for many Americans to learn that being Muslim, not the same as being a terrorist.
Tell me about it.
And this ignorance manifests itself mostly on the airlines. A California man has won $240,000 in a legal settlement with JetBlue after it made him change shirts and sit at the back of the plane on a flight leaving from New York's JFK Airport last summer. He was wearing a T-shirt that said, in Arabic and in English, "We will not be silent." The U.S. airline AirTran has sent an apology and a refund to a family of American Muslims bumped from a flight on New Year's Day at D.C.'s Reagan National Airport.
I watched this during the break, and you could not pick a family that was more of an upstanding family than this Muslim family.
Typically.
But one of the guys was a doctor. Mm-hmm. The kids were dressed to the nines.
Right.
This really was. And I understand with the concern, and sometimes you'll hear things, and the FBI checked it out.
Right.
That doesn't bother me. What bothers me is that AirTran should have immediately booked them on another AirTran flight.
Right.
They chose not to do that. They didn't rebook them on an AirTran flight, and that's where they screwed up. Because once the FBI interviews these people,
clears
they vet them, they find out everything's fine, get them back on the first flight. That's what they should have
done. How about we go to the WJFK store and sell T-shirts that say, WJFK, we will not be silent.
Very good.
You like that?
Our latest T-shirt, we will not be silent.
We will not be silent.
And have it in Arabic also.
Exactly.
Passengers on the plane got nervous when they overheard the family discussing the safest place to sit on an airplane. AirTran has also apologized and offered refunds and reimbursements to other passengers who were inconvenienced by that day's delay. But the airline may not be out of the woods. D.C.'s congressional delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton is calling for a hearing to investigate and educate AirTran.
She's a blabbermouth. She's nothing she doesn't have an opinion on.
Who's that?
Eleanor Holmes Norton.
Eleanor Holmes Norton? Oh,
blah,
she's
blah,
hot.
Blah.
She's guilty, Rob.
Yeah, I know. But don't you love a big mouth hot broad?
Guilty of being hot.
She's no Rod Blagojevich.
Right. Hey, easy.
Here's a timely story after Americans rushed out to buy up tons of guns after the election of Barack Obama. In Columbus, Ohio, over the weekend, a four-year-old boy shot his babysitter. The four-year-old got angry when the 17-year-old boy babysitting him stepped on his foot. The little boy said he was going to get a gun. The babysitter thought he meant a toy gun. Instead, the boy got a 20-gauge shotgun out of the closet and a shell out of a drawer, 4 years old.
Oh, my God.
And then fired a barrage of pellets into the babysitter's side and arm. The four-year-old had never fired a gun before in his life. His dad says he doesn't think his son understood the difference between a toy gun and a real one. Good lesson.
Did he kill her?
No. And it was a male babysitter, but no, he was injured. He'll be fine, as it turns out. Dad says the boy is going to get counseling and that the house will now be gun-free.
I don't want to go to bed yet.
Oh, look at the babysitter.
Tumbling down
Shot
the stairs.
Shot him at the top of the steps.
Sorry about
Tales
that.
Tales of true romance. There was a story today about a couple who have renewed their wedding vows every year for the past 60 years. That's something, considering studies have shown that the heat of a romance only lasts about 15 months and is usually completely gone after 10 years. A new study, however, says that for about 10% of us, the passion most of us feel early on can last a lifetime. Let's hope that works for the German couple who tried to elope on New Year's Eve. They packed swimsuits and sunscreen and set out for Africa because, as they explained to police, it's warm there. At present, it's illegal for Micah and Annalena to marry, but police say their day will come. Right now, they're just 6 and 7 years old.
Oh, yavor!
And finally, the tourism slogan, Virginia is for lovers, turns 40 years old this year, and people are still questioning the wisdom of that slogan. Well, it's vague to begin with and sort of contradictory since certain acts between consenting adults are still illegal in Virginia. Mm-hmm. Conservative religious leaders don't like the trademark slogan. They say it sends the wrong moral message.
You still have all those forbidden acts Xeroxed on your office door?
I have a poster size list of them.
He checks them off.
I'm sorry, we can't do this.
This is one I haven't tried. Mm-hmm. And the slogan of Virginia is for lovers means nothing to children, most children anyway. And some critics say the slogan's just plain wrong. As advertising columnist Bob Garfield wrote, "Have you ever been to Norfolk or Manassas? They're about as romantic as a kidney stone."
That's right.
There you go.
There's square dancing and trains and obviously balloon hats.
That's not what I wanted to play. I wanted to play this.
I was there it is. In a devil town.
The word is romance.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much, Buzz Burbank. Want to thank Phil Parham. He lost 151 pounds. He was fun to talk to. And The Biggest Loser premieres tonight at 8 Eastern, 7 Central on NBC.
I'll be there.
And is it NBC? I hope it's NBC.
Yes. That's right.
Also, Constance Stellis, our astrologer. Mm. We didn't have enough time to talk to her. True. We're going to take your phone calls the next time she comes on the
show.
Seen
that
tomorrow, TV Guide's Matt Rausch. He'll be joining us at 4 and at 5. Our favorite porn star, Carmen Hart, will be checking in somewhere on the way to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. The executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show is Beth Ann McBride. Our in-studio producer is Rob Spiewak, and our phone screener is Joe Ardinger. The show comes to you from the studios of WJFK FM in Fairfax and is heard exclusively on the Fun Fun Radio Network. For Beth Ann, Rob, and Buzz Burbank, this is Mike O'Mara reminding you, there once was a man from Ioner who played a harmonica from Honer. He played really bad, and he was so sad. What he really wanted was a new Wonder Boner. Thanks a lot, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow, and good night.
Good night.
Yay!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.